score of 14-8 as we start the fourth quarter of play up in Fairfield, Connecticut. Sacred Heart continues to lead Delaware by a large margin, 13-5, midway through the third quarter.
Yeah, and it's just, hey, the way that things are rolling this year, everybody's glued for this Villanova-Drexel game.
Villanova and Drexel tonight. If Drexel loses to Villanova, the Tigers get into the CAA tournament, which nobody thought was possible going into today.
But if my buddy Bob Wine, you know, the Villanova grad, and, you know, gives me the business after Villanova beats us, go, buddy, go. Beat them. Get two wins in a row.
Well, Villanova played a tough game against Delaware and lost, and they played a very tough game against Hofstra and lost. So they are capable.
And with
their snooze ball, you know, they can lull Drexel to sleep.
And that's the best thing about it. You know, they did it to us. They could do it there.
Face-off. Rosenzweig had it, lost it, gets it back. Mitch passes off left side to Engelke. Engelke down the left to Blake Best. Best gets it back out to Jonathan. Jonathan with a goal and three assists today. Feeds back behind to Best. Out front to Haglund. Haglund steps into the attack zone on the near side. Throws out near midfield to Timmy Andre, who comes down on the run, moving to the right. He'll pass off to Randall Cooper. Cooper back behind the goal to Best. Blake with five goals and an assist today. Over to Haglund. Haglund comes down left side. Turns, passes backwards to Stratton. Stratton out front to Andre. Andre moves to the left. Goes through a double team. Comes out and passes over back to Haglund. Behind, gets it to Best. Blake backs up, throws over on the right side to Randall Cooper. 13:50 remaining here in the game with the Tigers up 14-8. Haglund bounces a shot that goes high, but the Tigers' Blake Best is back. He will keep it.
Yeah, we're in a 1-4-1 set. We're just moving the ball around, letting people take some time off and do their thing.
Cooper feeds. Engelke scores!
Yeah.
Jonathan Engelke with his second goal of the afternoon. And the Tigers up 15-8. Number 112 of his career.
Yeah, and that's, again, this is the right offense to be running against Penn. Penn's not a good sliding defense. I'm just, you know, it's just called, you know, spade to spade. They're not sliding well at all. And when you go into a 1-4-1, you know, you're allowed, you know, you're given opportunities to the players on the perimeter to go do the one-on-one with a lot of movement on the inside. And here Cooper takes goal line extended left and just moves it right in. And, you know, Engelke back towards his back for an easy goal.
Penn works it back behind the goal. 13:30 remaining as they win the faceoff. Andrzejewski has it behind the cage. Mangan, the long stick on him. Comes up the left side. Feeds it out to the midfield circle. Gets it to Chris Harms. Harms back over on the right to Morgan Griff. Griff comes down. And his pass is way high and out of bounds. And over to Towson. So when you're 6'8", sometimes you got to throw your pass downward.
I don't think anybody 6'8 would have caught that pass. That thing was it. He had some loss on that one.
Tigers will try to clear.
Nothing crazy, just clear it.
They work it back to the goalkeeper, Billy Sadler. Sadler taking his time, running up the field, throws over midfield, down, gets it to Best. Best on the run to Boyle. Boyle comes down, feeds Engelke. Engelke, Stratton scores! 16-8 Tigers. Tim Stratton with his fifth goal of the afternoon. Jonathan Engelke with his fourth assist. And where has this been all year, Greg?
I'll tell you what a play. That it starts off with a slow clear, and then we really got trapped with Billy Sadler coming up above the restraint line, and we didn't have any midfielders to clear the ball. Blake Best just breaks up strong to him, catches the ball, and a quick pass, Eric Boyle coming into the cage, running the 4-on-3 the backwards way. But anyway, the 4-on-3 break. And we said this for the fifth time today. We had a 5-on-3 break, and we're getting goals off this.
16-8 Tigers with 12.5 to go in the game.
This is the way you play lacrosse.
Feed down the left side to Andrzejewski. So Stratton, who had 13 goals coming into today, has 5 more for 18 on the year.
That's outstanding team play. Very, very good team play. And it's a pleasure watching this. This is a good way, to see the last game we have here this year. Maybe we might be playing next week.
Wind up, shot fired, deflected by Sadler, comes out, ball loose in front of the crease. And grabbed by Penn, but they throw it away up the midfield. Penn trying to kick it back over. Nobody can get a handle on it. Ball still being kicked around to the near side. Finally, Engelke scoops it up, throws it down
wide open
to Blake. Best tries a cross-field pass, intercepted by the goalkeeper Murray, but there's a flag down. Tiger's going to be a man up.
I think they ran Engelke out of bounds, just the unnecessary roughness. When Jonathan picked the ball up and was able to fire it down to Blake Best, about a 40-yard pass, the Penn guy just kept coming at him and just drilled him out of bounds. So it's going to be a frustrating one-minute penalty for the Quaker, number 17. We're in a 3-3 set. This is really where we've been exposing these diagonal passes. The lanes have been wide open all day long. I don't see why not today. Billy McCutcheon's out there. He's the only one that I believe hasn't gotten himself on the scoreboard. See him light one up.
McCutcheon, you're right, has not done anything. Hasn't played much.
He's been on the extra man situation.
That's
today.
It. Blake Best feeds out to McCutcheon. McCutcheon back to Best. Best crossfield. Line shot by Cooper
nice.
Is wide left, but Blake Best is there. 44 remaining on the penalty. 11:20 left in the game with the Tigers up 16-8. Best behind to Cooper. Cooper feeds out front to McCutcheon. Line shoots high. Knocked away. Ball deflected to the right side. Scooped up by Brett Hughes as Penn will make their way upfield and try to kill the final 26 seconds of this penalty. Pass goes over
the
head of Tommy Dodge. And the Tigers,
they're offside.
Not going to get
the hell
of a whistle. And offsides against Penn with 18 left on the penalty.
Yeah. You see, that's the last 10 seconds.
By the way, the last shot by Jonathan Engelke
was
the 300th of his career.
Wow. How many did Glenn take?
Glenn took 458. And he loved every one of them. Best. Wine shoots wide right. 2 seconds left on the penalty, but Cooper is back.
How about Johnny Como?
He was third all-time with 301.
301.
And he's not in the top 10 in goals scored, is he?
Not sure.
No, he's not. Engelke wide shoots and scores his third of the afternoon.
Second.
His 33rd of the season and the 113th of his career.
Does he match now the other one on boy, Ryan Opas? Put add him up, sir. I think that's what he said, that if he needed a couple more.
He has now tied Ryan Oblige
fantastic.
For 10th on the all-time point list at 156.
Another one that was part of the 50th.
And if he gets one more, he will move into a tie for 9th with Brad Reppert.
Wow. Another, Brad Reppert, he just turned himself into. I've watched him with Paul Cantabani just in the beginning where he just came in and he was just a project to where he ended up. But his freshman year, he was not good. His sophomore, junior, and senior year, that kid was good.
10:20 to go in the game. Tigers up 17-8. A struggle on the faceoff. And a hold against the Tigers. And Villanova will... Oh, excuse me. Penn will get it. We have Villanova on the brain here.
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah, we need Villanova to win. Let's keep saying, go Villanova.
Hofstra has defeated Robert Morris 13-12. So if the Tigers are to get into the CAA tournament, they will be playing at Hofstra on Wednesday night. Pass to Heiderman. Heiderman, top of the box, to Cohart. Cohart comes down the right side. Gets it back. Moves down the right. Feed back behind the goal to Andrzejewski. Out front, line shot and a save by Billy Sadler. Passes it up the field. Gets it to Latonic. Tigers on the run. Latonic over midfield. Matt comes down the right side, moves in, and backs up. Throws it on the run to Boyle. Intercepted by the goalkeeper, Murray. A whistle, and a hold on 10, Tigers will get it back.
Yeah, it's moving back. Yeah, they got flattened, Harris Boyle.
17-8. Tigers up with 9:22 to go. This match is their largest point total, goal total of the year. They had 17 against Sacred Heart, who was beating Delaware today. 13-5 with 8 minutes to go in the game.
Gotta love
him. McCutcheon feeds. Wind up shot by Stratton wide left. But the Tigers are back. And I guess Mr. Engelke's day may be done. He's on the bench as the Tigers have brought freshman Thomas. Stratton throws it out front. Over to Vetter. Vetter down the left side.
Oh, under.
Brian has had a big day. He's got 4 goals this afternoon. Flips it to Boyle, who gets knocked to the ground. The ball loose. Picked up by Penn. Stick goes flying. The ball goes flying right to the goalkeeper, who throws it up the field. Ball loose again. A flag goes down. Tiger's going to be a man down as Penn works it up over midfield. And coming down into the attack zone is Al Cohart. Cohart feeds in front, shot, and a score by Penn. So that'll make it 17-9, and we've got a timeout on the field. So 8:14 remaining in the game. The score is now Towson 17, Penn 9. We'll come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to FM 89.7 WTMD Towson.
Towson Lacrosse on WTMD is supported by the Berkshire Marriott Conference Hotel, St. Joseph's Medical Center, Athletic Wear Direct, and Warrior Lacrosse.
This weekend is alumni weekend for Towson baseball. Starting Friday, April 25th, the Tigers begin a 3-game homestand with CAA opponent William & Mary. On Saturday, they will be honoring the 30th anniversary of the 1978 NCAA tournament team and the 20th anniversary of the 1988 ECC championship team at the 1 p.m. game. The game will be followed by an alumni reception in the mini room and an alumni family dinner. The festivities conclude on Sunday as the Tigers finish up their series with the Tribe at 1 o'clock. Log on to TowsonTigers.com for more information.
This is Tony Seaman, head coach of Tigers Men's Lacrosse, and you're listening to the Towson Sports Network on 89.7 WTMD.
Well, Sacred Heart is going to beat Delaware. They've got a minute and a half to go, and they lead the Blue Hens 15-7. Wow. Tigers leading 10 here this afternoon, 17-9. So it's official. If Villanova can beat Drexel tonight, the Tigers are going to the CAA tournament, which would shock everybody. As shocking as our 5-9 year is going to be, Greg, it would be even more shocking if Delaware and Drexel both lose today.
This season is without a question. You know, Duke comes in with giving the fifth year, you know, to everybody else and just giving them an unfair advantage, and then everybody else is just a little hairless.
But then Georgetown beats Duke.
Yeah.
And Georgetown is tooth and nail to even get into the tournament.
And then you're looking at Navy might be out of the playoffs, but they've had a tough week. They just
Army might be out.
Yeah. This has just been one crazy, crazy year. We are a man down. As we went out, we are a man down after that goal because it was a personal foul. So we're 50 seconds in.
7:58 remaining in the game. Tigers up 17-9. Penn working on an extra man. Feed on the left side, up top to Andrzejewski. Work it down low. Left side to O'Rourke. Back up the right side to Heiderman. Left side, wide shot knocked away by Sattler. Ball rolls out of bounds, but back is Casey O'Rourke.
We're going to see, Greg, and I know for a fact that Sadler took a couple off the right arm. He is very, very stiff with that right arm.
Another shot taken. No, Villanova with a bad pass. It goes out of bounds. Penn, not Villanova, but Penn out of bounds. And the Tigers will get it back with 7:27 to go. 15 left on the penalty, which they'll try to kill.
Oh, no.
Ball knocked away, rolling loose, but Fred Lee there to scoop it up for the Tigers. Fred hustles, throws it up the field to Latonic. Matt gets it over midfield. Penalty is killed. Teams at even strength as Latonic throws it down the left side to McCutcheon. The Tigers with another change on attack is, we told you Beach is in the game. So it's Beach, McCutcheon, and Stratton in the game on the attack. Probably what we'll see a lot of next year.
Well, we got a couple, people that are signed to come in here that might break the lineup. There's a couple of Calvin Hall, Raymond's brothers coming in from St. Mary's.
Line shot by Cooper, knocked away by the goalkeeper Murray. Ball loose in front of the crease. Long stick of Brett Hughes comes up with it for Penn. Throws it ahead to Greg C. C over midfield. Comes down, feeds in the middle, ball gets away from everyone, and scooped up by the Tigers. Randall Cooper had it, but a hold called on Towson, and Penn will get it back with 6:18 to go.
Seeing an official, these are called 17-9 calls, and now the official goes and throws an unsportsmanlike conduct after he makes up a call. There you go. And double it up on a bad call, okay? And now he's going to throw one on Tony. Yeah. Very, very good. That here it goes, with this. That here's this official making a poor call that should have gone our way, but he makes the call to Penn's way, because we're winning by 8 goals. I've seen this before. I've been part of it. I understand it. But with that bad call, then he goes and gets Andre, who probably told him, "You got to be kidding. I did not do that," which he didn't.
And the Tiger's going to be what?
Two men down.
Two men down.
That is just bad. That's terrible.
So the Tigers, two men down. But they're leading 17-9 with 6:17 to go.
Yeah, but I've been watching this thing. The game's getting chippy. They're trying to get out of here. The officials are trying to get out of here because the game is a blowout, at this point in time. And the next thing you know, we're in a situation where we're down for full time, two men down full time.
Pass on the left side, work it in the middle, shot, score.
Yeah.
10, Rob McMullen, so it's 17-10.
Yeah, 48, and now you have on the wing, okay? You could only have Mitch Rosenwig go up. He's the only one that could go over with the ball because we have two men down. Okay, so he's got to force it, and he's got to, it changes everything. He's out there with a long stick, so he could drop down and play extra man defense, man down defense, but this all starts with just... He gets frustrated when he just, get to see things change the pace of the game.
6:06 to go with the Tigers up 17-10. Again, this matches Towson's largest output this year, and if they get to the 18th goal, it will be the most goals scored by a Towson team since back in 2004 when they put 20 on Villanova. Whistle, and
we're offside.
Offside on the Tigers.
Now we're offside again. We got to get someone back.
Offside.
Yeah.
45 seconds left on the two-man advantage for Penn with 5:55 to go, and they're down 17-10. Andrew Jeske feeds down low, shot, score. 17-11 with 32 seconds left on the penalty.
Yeah, there's there.
Tony Seaman wants a timeout.
Yeah. Here's the situation. We're in a box, and they're... it's pick and fart on this team. You don't have a good sliding rotation. It's very difficult when you're two men down. You're going to get these people open on the crease all day long. And this is, the importance of, the unsportsmanlike conduct. It just put us in this situation.
So Sacred Heart has defeated Delaware today, 15-7. And the Tigers will now sit back and wait to see what happens tonight when Villanova plays Drexel.
Yeah.
If Villanova beats Drexel, the Tigers will play Hofstra on Wednesday night in the semifinals of the CAA tournament. If Drexel beats Villanova, the Tigers are out.
But it's amazing.
So you've got two teams that are going to be holding their breath tonight, Towson and Delaware. Because if Drexel loses, Delaware's out. A team that went to the Final Four last year.
Yeah, and it's just been an incredible year. Why not? Why not? We've seen so many crazy things happen.
.547 to go in this game. Tigers up 17-11, and this game has absolutely no bearing on whether the Tigers go to the CAA tournament or not.
Yeah. But we got it close. Yeah, you know, 17-11.
There's still 32 seconds left with 10 being two men up.
Two goals in 28 seconds.
And the faceoff is won by Ricky Choi. Not cleanly, though. The ball loose.
Good job,
and
Mitch.
This is wasting a lot of that penalty.
Yeah, absolutely. Mitch was able to knock off. Timeout. And he was able to knock off 14 seconds with his aggressive play. One against three. Mitch Rosenwig out there doing the faceoff, keeping the ball on the ground. And now when Penn gets the ball, they call timeout.
18 seconds left on the penalty.
14 seconds he took off that. That was Mitch Rosenwig against three people.
What year he's had. He's got a face-off percentage up to 59% this year after a slow start.
Yes, and again, we said the slow start was due to the fact that he didn't get a good practice time and with volunteer coach Matt Eckel. And you know, we just had to thank Matt Eckel. He's finishing his academics. You know, he didn't redshirt or anything coming out, but he's in here his one last year helping out the face-off situation. He's done an excellent job, you know, with these guys going down the stretch.
And Mitch just did a superb job on Wednesday night on Steven Pizer.
And they both came in, I believe it was 58%.
Right.
And then again, Pizer, you know, that's a bull. That guy is twice the size as Mitch. There's no doubt that guy's like, you know, a Superman body.
18 seconds left on this two-man advantage for Penn. They work it down, right side of the goal. Back up top, Andrzejewski feeds down low, ball gets by everyone and out of bounds, and the Tigers will kill the final 2 seconds and will be at even strength with 5:18 to go.
Yeah, and here's this, you know, yeah, we just have to get rid of it. You double down and, oh, get it. Oh,
Smedley trying to chase it all the way down the Tiger attack zone, and he does.
Is that speed of what?
So the Tigers are at even strength. Brock Armour gets the pass from Smedley, and then Brock just falls down, gets back up, loses the ball. It rolls right to the goalkeeper, Greg Murray. So Penn will get it back with 4:50 remaining in the game, Towson leading 17-11. Both teams have scored 6 goals here in the second half. So it's been an exciting game anyway. Wide shot, wide left by Morgan Griff. And the ball is going to go over to Towson as they beat Casey O'Rourke to the end line.
No comment. No comment from the peanut gallery on this side.
Call that the Penn bench was not happy with.
And do you think that's a makeup call for what happened over the last 2.5 minutes?
Ryan O'Donnell, cross field pass, gets it to Fred Lee. Lee will bring it up the midfield. Over the midfield line, it comes down the right side. He'll bring it back behind the goal, feed up the left side to Bill McCutcheon. The Tigers can waste some time here with a 6-goal lead and 4 minutes to go.
Here's another senior that we're going to miss, Freddie Lee. What a gentleman. And I've had some people that have met him along the way. He's just outside on the lacrosse field and arena. And they say, what a gentleman. This kid, you know, comes in and he really helps us out for 4 years. But again, just a good person. And, you know, good luck to him and whatever he does. He's going to be very successful in his business career.
Justin Schneider has it over on the left side. He moves in, feeds in front, ball gets away, and Murray, the goalkeeper, steps out and picks it up. He runs up the midfield, over midfield, comes down and flips it to his right with 3:28 to go. Penn will have it back, pass into the middle of the field, and Brock Armour comes up with a big hit. Ball loose. Fred Lee comes away with it. Lee downfield. Gets it. Line shot.
Oh!
An empty net by Beach. It hits the left pipe. Comes right back to Beach. He gets knocked to the ground. Ball's loose. Penn gets it back. Here come the Quakers on the run. Hughes moves it ahead and gets it over to Casey O'Rourke, who can't handle it. It goes out of bounds. And with 3:05 to go.
Would that have been Beach's first one?
For Beach, that would have been his first goal.
Oh, man. That hit the inside post. It came right back out to him. They couldn't get two for, a quarter. He got it back and just got slammed by two people.
So 3:05 remaining. And, Greg, with a break in the action, the Tigers up 17-11. If this is it, enjoyed working with you once again this season.
I have to thank you. It's been a lot of fun. I came here, this is my second year doing this, and there's a lot of pleasure, coming up here and just trying to do the games. But what you have gone through in your career here, seeing the ups and downs, and I had the down year. And my goodness, how you've gone through them, and
it's always fun.
You always look for something positive, either 18 to 21-year-old kids.
Right.
They bring back memories.
Lose sight of that.
Yeah.
They watch college athletics. But these are 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old kids.
Yeah, and they're all good kids. We're frustrated with, being a 5-9 team. Thank goodness it wasn't 4-10.
Justin Woodford in the goal for the Tigers.
Oh, fantastic.
Good news for me is a Delaney player gets on the field.
Yep. And, again, it's a pleasure coming up here calling the games. We have people listening to us as far as London. With Peyton Chain's dad, Warren Chain, he's an ambassador over in with the U.S. ambassador over in London, and he watches this all the time, and he writes in and says things, and we get to hear Concilia, the people from California. They're listening. It makes me feel good.
All over the world.
How do you like that? And I get some people that do a lot of critiquing of myself, and if some of them that you have patience with me. Boy, do you interrupt Spiro a lot. And I try to work on that. I really do. But with that, I thank you for your patience with me. Because sometimes I do get excited. And I just ramble on.
Justin Schneider gets it over midfield. 2:58 to go. Tigers work it down.
John Lehman with the ball.
Feed to Beach, who can't handle it. Ball's loose, so Tony Siemens taking all the regulars out and getting people in here with a six-goal lead and 2:40 remaining.
Yep, we have Timmy Flynn out on the field, all 5-3 of them.
Schneider shooting Timmy down the left side, shot taken and kicked away by Murray. Ball rolling loose. Flag goes down. So Tim Flynn, the freshman from Massachusetts,
I think he's 5-3.
They say 5-5.
5-5? Okay, I'll give him 5-5. That guy, what a pistol he is. you see him coming out, and he's got...
I love seeing 5-5 players.
It makes me feel huge in this world. An unofficial 5'8", 5'7 and a half.
Maybe they should match Tim Flynn up with the 6'8 guy from Penn.
Would that be something?
Griff.
That'll be something.
Penn is a man up with 2:18 to go as they work it around. 30-second penalty against the Tigers. Feed over on the left side to O'Rourke. O'Rourke back over on the right to Weber. Weber out front, top of the box. Andrzejewski throws it. Ball gets away from everyone, goes out of bounds, and over to the Tigers with 3 seconds left on the penalty and 1:59 remaining in the game. Well, until about 9 o'clock tonight, we won't know if this is the final 2 minutes of the Tigers season or not.
Yeah, and the best thing about it is that, we still have a chance.
No question.
We still have a chance. Me being the optimist that I am, when I was coming in here, I was bummed that this is our last game, and now there's a possibility of going up to New York.
A timeout called by the Tigers with 1:42 remaining in the game. So they are out of timeout. bullpen has one remaining, which we hope they don't use. Some other scores. Cornell is beating Brown 11-7 in the fourth quarter.
I really don't care.
Hobart is leading Loyola 6-3, and Syracuse shutting out UMass 9-0. Now, there's another school, UMass,
yeah,
which has had a lot of success over the last 5-6 years, and they are having a very down season.
Oh, yeah, they lost 9 starters in the beginning of the year. I don't know if you realize that. Suspended from the team. You know, and it's one thing that you don't see with a team that, we've had it off year, but it wasn't because we lost players for doing silly things out in, out in public.
But two CAA scores today. Ostra defeats Robert Morris 13-12 up in Pittsburgh. But the shocker was in Fairfield, Connecticut, where Sacred Heart beat Delaware 16-7 today, meaning if Villanova pulls an upset and beats Drexel tonight up in Philadelphia, the Tigers, who thought they were completely out of the CAA tournament, are in.
I just want to let you know, wondering why Tony called timeout. He's got his six seniors out there. He's got, with the ball, Better, Wakefield, Haglin, Best, Engelke, and Andre. He's got his six seniors to run out the last
nice
2 minutes.
Nice.
So, with this isn't like, come up and shoot. This is like, seniors, finish. Finish everything right now.
Andre comes in, he shoots, and he scores.
That was the last thing that Tony wanted to see. But Andre,
18-11, so this is the most goals scored by the Tigers since they put 20 up on Villanova back in 2004.
Yeah, and I wish he didn't go in and shoot. That's almost as the same thing as we reacted with the Virginia guy when he made that last goal. That wasn't necessary, and he put the six guys out there to run out the last 2 minutes and hold the ball. And again, for Brian Volker, who is just a class act, good person, but let's go on. A win's a win. We don't have many of them this year, this has been a good day.
Penn wins the faceoff. They'll try to work it up the field. Quakers down 18-11 with a minute 8 to go. I'd like to thank everybody back at WTMD, Tyler, Mike Matthews, for all their help throughout the basketball and lacrosse seasons. Lavin has it back behind the goal. Throws a pass that gets away from everybody, goes out of bounds and over to Towson for the final 49 seconds.
Well, Spiro, let's say, I hope I see you on Wednesday.
I hope so, too.
Let's go Villanova.
If not, we hope to see all of you out here on Saturday when the Tigers football team has their spring football game and pig roast. Come on out, get your season tickets, and again, if you buy a season ticket, you get the opportunity to purchase tickets to the Tiger Navy game down at Annapolis on August 30th
at 3:30. If that game time has been changed from 6 o'clock to 3:30.
Delay on the Tigers, so Villanova on the brain.
That's all we're saying now. Villanova.
Now I have it for the final 29 seconds. Villanova 11.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe that we're in this position.
Harms passes over on the left side to Griff. Griff has it knocked away. Ball's rolling loose, scooped up by Ryan O'Donnell, but a push on the Tigers with 14 seconds left.
Ryan O'Donnell, captain of this year's team, playing his possibly his last game here. Just a lot of hustle out of that guy. Another four-row
shot taken and a save made, and then the deflection goes in on Justin Woodford. So Penn will get the final goal of the game with 6 seconds left. So Towson will win 18-12. As
winner goal by number 14, Rob McMullen, unassisted.
The Tigers' regular season record will finish at 5-9. Penn will finish 5-7. And again, if Villanova wins tonight, Greg and I will be with you Wednesday night from Hempstead, New York, when the Tigers would take on Hofstra in the first round of the CAA tournament. If Drexel wins tonight, then Greg and I will be with you back next February.
Or I might be doing some halftime spots with you during the football season. But again, hey, this is a nice way to, as I said, we had the 50th anniversary this year, and for it to end this way with a lot of the guys coming back and seeing a good, solid Towson team. You know, the parents are all up, you know, applauding the effort of the team. It could have gone either way today. They decided they were going to go out on top. 18-12, outstanding performance.
Tim Stratton, career-high 5 goals. Blake Best, 5 goals. Brian Vetter, 4 goals. Angleton, 3 goals, 4 assists. If this is it for Jonathan, he will finish 10th, tied for 10th on the all-time points list in Tiger history, 3rd all-time in goals with 113, and a great career would come to a close. So for everyone at WTMD and for Greg LaCour, I'm Spiro Mouricas. The final score this afternoon, it was Towson 18, Penn 12. If we don't see you Wednesday night, folks, we'll be with you August 30th on WNST for the first football game as the Tigers will take on Navy. Come on out next Saturday, Johnny Unitas Stadium, to watch the Tigers spring football game. If we don't see you Wednesday, have a great summer.
Thank you for listening to Towson Tiger Men's Lacrosse. This is a production of the Towson University Athletic Department, Athletic Director Mike Herman, and Towson University. Join us next time for more Tiger Lacrosse action.